Austerity, the process of hearing, power of speech,
power
of mental speculation,
elevated intelligence,
strength, and the power of the senses. Purport from the Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad 3:2-3, we learn, Nayam Atma Pravada Chenena Labdo, Labdo, Vedit Na Vedaya Na Bhavuna Shutena, Yam Evaisha Rinute Tena Labas, As Yaisha Atma Vivrinute Tanum Swam. Our relation with the Supreme Lord is never advanced by simple study of the Vedas. There are many Mayavadi sannyasis fully engaged in studying the Vedas, Vedanta Sutra and Upanishads. But, unfortunately, they cannot grasp the real essence of knowledge. In other words, they do not know the Supreme Personality of God. What, then, is the use of studying all the Vedas if one cannot grasp the essence of the Vedas, Krishna? The Lord confirms in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaisha savar ahameva vedya, that all the Vedas I am to be known. There are many religious systems wherein penances and austerities are greatly stressed, but at the end, no one understands Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is therefore no point in such penance, tapasya. If one has actually approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he does not need to undergo severe austerity. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is understood through the process of devotional service. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, devotional service is explained as Raja Bhuyam, the king of all conventional knowledge. There are many good reciters of all Vedic literatures, and they recite works such as the Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these professional readers manifest very good scholarship and exhibit word jugglery. Unfortunately, they are never devotees of the Supreme Lord. Consequently, they cannot impress upon the audience the real essence of knowledge, Krishna. There are also many thoughtful writers and creative philosophers, but in spite of all their learning, if they cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are simply useless mental speculators. There are many sharp, intelligent people in this material world, and they discover so many things for sense gratification. They also analytically study all the material elements, but despite their expert knowledge and expert scientific analysis of the whole cosmic manifestation, their endeavors are useless because they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of God. As far as their senses are concerned, there are many animals, both beasts and birds, who are very expert at exercising their senses more keenly than human beings. For example, vultures or hawks can go very high in the sky, but can see a small body on the ground very clearly. This means that their eyesight is so keen that they can find an edible corpse from a great distance. Certainly their eyesight is much keener than human beings. But this does not mean that their existence is more important than that of the human being. Similarly, dogs can smell many things from a far distance. Many fish can understand by the power of sound that an enemy is coming. All these examples are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. If one's senses cannot help them obtain the highest perfection of life, realization of the Supreme, they are all useless. So the text again. Shutena tapasa vakyam vachavis jitavrit Divi Ujavakim Nipunaya Shalanya Radhasa. Without devotional service, what is the meaning of severe austerities, the process of hearing, the power of speech, the power of mental speculation, elevated intelligence, strength, and the power of the senses. Mom Vishnu Kraya Krishna Prasai Buddha, Shimati Bhakti Dasa Swami Dhamme, Namaste Sarasvande, Vedic Gaur Mani Vacharne, Nirvi Shashashashi Bhakti Dasa. I'm happy to be back for Vajdish. This came from my book. Struck in a couple. It looks like I'll be able to finish it in a couple of years. Going quite quickly. And you can hear the sound 24 hours a day. They're working 24 hours a day. So if they're not working non-stop without any sleep, and anyone in the air there is also working non-stop without any sleep. Yeah, that's very good. The air says that, or as it says in the Bhagavatam, that if one executes austerities, then what is the end? One doesn't remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aradino, Yadi, Tapasad, and Kim. If one executes austerities but doesn't worship Krishna, then what is the word, what is the value of such austerities? On the other hand, one worships Krishna, Aradino, Yadis, Haris, Tapasad, Kim. If one is actually worshiping Krishna, then what is the need of all these austerities? If one can see the Supreme Lord inside and out, then what is the need of austerity? And after executing austerity, one doesn't see Krishna inside and out, then what was the use of the austerity? Of course, this doesn't mean that now we can go out and enjoy, but it's the use of austerity. That tapasya is the beginning of spiritual life. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Or, as Maharaj Shabde said, nanyam deho deha bhajam riloke hastam karman arate vidbhujam yet. Tapo divyam yena. Next one. Putraka yena sarva. Tapo divya putraka yena sarva. Shunyata ma brahma sokhyam tananda. But just like the hogs, the dogs, all these different living entities, they're looking for food to enjoy. And then they're gratifying their senses in so many different ways. But human life is not meant for that. Human life is meant for Pohudhya Yena, Kutika Yena Sarvam. Shudhyanta is my Brahma Sokhyam Karanam. It's meant for divine austerity. When Brahma was sitting on the lotus flower, there wasn't much room for a great austerity in the sense of standing on one tip of his toe or not taking prasadam for so many different days. There wasn't much he could do. All the while standing in the lotus flower. And the only food around was the lotus flower. And he didn't eat the lotus flower. So then again, if he was sitting on a lotus flower out in the middle of nowhere, he probably wouldn't eat the lotus flower either. Eating the floor underneath. But what was his austerity? His austerity was to focus his mind upon Krishna. Specifically, when you hear the word tapa means to heat up. So you can heat up the consciousness and spiritual consciousness. Basically, it's to focus the mind upon Krishna. But that's not so easy because we're not attracted to that. In Satya Yuga, people were attracted to hear about Krishna. Why? For one reason, they were distracted by so many different things. In Kali Yuga, we create things just to distract us from Krishna. We made everything so complicated. We means, in general, people, scientists and philosophers, and everyone has made things very complicated. Therefore, in order to get even the most basic necessities of life, a little bit of food and some shelter, people are racing their car in one direction, some people are going in one direction, other people are going the other direction. So Prabhupada said maybe they should just meet up in the middle and do their business there, rather than just race in all different directions, trying to get some food. Prabhupada said the dog is running on four fours, and the human being is running on four wheels. What is the big difference? The same image there, trying to find some bone. And we're so proud of it that we have so many, we made it so complicated to find a bone. And therefore, all this technological advancement, looking for bones, dead bones. Looking for a bone to eat, maybe with something on it. So these cars, these rocket ships, these televisions, these videos, all these different things, the computers, ultimately when it comes down to people simply want to get something to eat. Or a place to sleep. What are they really using for? Where is the restaurant? Where is the hotel? Where can I get some sex life? How can I defend myself? Where is the safe neighborhoods to go to? And simply they're just trying to find out where to eat, sleep, and defend. And it's all found out by punching some things into the computer and then looking on the internet, and then they point, here's the ball, go for it. Thank you, computer, all these great scientists. They pointed the phone at me in the middle of nowhere. But life is not meant for that. Life is meant to focus the consciousness upon Krishna. The Devi, Swarthi, the Vishnu. But they don't know that. Because their mind is so complicated, filled with so much anxiety, clouded in such a way, is that the blazing sun of Krishna consciousness can't get through. They're afraid to let the light of pure knowledge and pure devotion shine into their minds, because they'll think it'll take away all their rubbish. And the crows, they like rubbish. What is that verse? That those were like the crows. The Yatra Hansami
Nirshanti. Shanti Manasa Nayatra Hansala
Nirshanti. Something like that. Shanti Manasa. Those who like crows, they have a taste for garbage because the material world is meant for the crows. So if we have a little taste for garbage, we should understand that, well, it's natural because that's what we've been trained up, how to become a crow. But by the Prabhupada's mercy, then we can be trained how to become like a swan and take the nectar from the transcendental words coming from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, which brings directly in association with Krishna and his internal energy. Actually, most people are crows, simply because they don't have a higher taste of experiencing Krishna consciousness. And all we do is have to set aside, even for a moment, all the garbage, put it aside and try and taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Then the real nectar will shine through. Therefore, Prabhupada writes, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna. So if we're just a little convinced that actually if I just put aside my anxiety for a moment, and we have so much anxiety because we think we're this body, and there's so many things going on in this realm in our existence, and we think it's all very important. Although in the course of time, in the next life of Brahma, our so-called Brahma, will not be remembered by anyone, even our own self. Even in the next lifetime, if we have another lifetime, either spiritual, this drama will have no meaning. So while this Brahma is going on, we understand it's simply my body, the mind, but I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not really part of the whole Brahma. My real Brahma should be with Krishna. The real exciting pastimes are with Krishna, not in this materialistic Brahma. Cause for a devotee utilizes his life in the service of Krishna, preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, that Brahma is devotional. It is, brings one directly in contact with Krishna. But the point is, if we're in contact with Krishna, then whatever the materialistic drama that's going on has no, well, it becomes significant in the sense that it helps us become Krishna conscious and significant. And whether or not it's favorable or unfavorable from the materialistic point of view, still, if it helps us become Krishna conscious, and it's all very favorable. The Devi Swarthi Devi Vishnu, the Rajya, gave body art money up. Simply, we just have to not be distracted by so called promises of material advancement. Material advancement means nice house, nice wife or husband, nice children, nice this, nice that, and supposedly it'll get better and better. But it does get better, but it may get better materially, but without focusing the consciousness on Krishna, the soul, ourselves, we're not really getting better. And in spite of all the conveniences, if we're able to focus our mind on Krishna, then we're getting better. Then we're making advancement. We may go to sleep at night and think of all the problems I had during the day. But if all the problems during the day helps us think about Krishna, then our day was successful. And if we go to sleep at night thinking about what I've accomplished and how I'm making so much advancement by becoming more intelligent, more learned, more famous, more this and that. And if I don't become Krishna, if I haven't thought about Krishna, if I haven't become Krishna conscious, then I've just wasted my day in another illusory drama. Therefore, it is said, Yomam Eva Sambuddha, Janaki Puru Shautama, Sarvavit Vajante Mam Sarvavade Nivarada. That one who knows Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore engages in pure devotional service. So actually, although this material world's combination of so many different elements, gross and subtle, and it appears very exciting what's going on, but actually nothing significant is going on. The common example of the Himalayas shaking about to give birth. Everyone's rushing to find out what the Himalayas are going to give birth to. All the shaking is going on, and then finally a mouse runs out. Well, the sound and fury signifying nothing. There's like in the news, earthquakes, disasters, and people disappearing. And it's all very much absorbing from people's minds. But behind it, they don't realize it's because of their sinful activities. And if this is exciting, what's going on, don't worry, because Kali Yuga, even more excited things were going. As you become even more sinful, even more excited disasters were going. But if people realize, even if there's disasters, even if there's wonderful heavenly planets that we can go to, still, in the meantime, we should chant Hare Krishna. And we should do our activities knowing well that if I do my activity to please Krishna, and if I, by such activity, if I become Krishna conscious, then everything becomes sublime. What's the first word for Prabodhan and Saraswati's? One goes Naraka, Narate. So one realizes Brahman and it's like worrying to help, trying to come to help. Then he goes, oh, yeah, Prabodhananda Saraswati said that something Narate, Tridaksha, or Pushpayate, that for him, converting to Brahman is like going to hell. And to go to the heavenly planets, which is like a flower in the sky, Tridaksha, or Akasha, Pushpayate, going to Nandan, Nia, Kalasarva, Krokate, Kamstrayate. And the yogis are trying to control their senses in order to avoid problems in their existence and possibly be able to control, seemingly control their energy better. But for the devotee, then Vishva Purna Sukhayate, the whole world appears to be full of joy. Vidhi Mahendradis Chakayate. And even the great demigods like both Rama, Indra, they're seen as souls just like we are. Different bodies, that's all. So these are possible if we simply get the sidewalk plants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, if somehow or another by our service to the Sankirtan movement, we remember the feeling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan and their beloved associates. If we remember that, then the result is that we can actually be situated in the feelings of separation also and enter into Goloka Vrindavan in that same mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, under all circumstances, then we become, the whole world seems like it's full of joy. Because we'll be full of joy. We can see in the life of Lord Nityananda, he would go door to door, calling out to the residents of the house, Vajra Krishna, Bola Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiva, in great ecstasy, rolling on the ground, in love of Krishna, as a service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes people would come out and say, who are these criminals? Why are they doing in our door? You know, call the police. Perhaps they're rogues just trying to take a look inside our house and see what to steal. Some of them said they were actually good people, but they got infected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They turned into rogues by bad association. Others said, yes, what you're saying is true. We'll chant Hare Krishna, we'll worship Krishna. We'll become devotees. But Bodhidhananda and Haridas Thakur, they were always in ecstasy, laughing. Even when Jagai and Madhava were running after them to kill them, they were simply joking with each other and laughing in great ecstasy, intoxicated. Haridas Thakur told Bodhidhananda that it's natural that you invoke these two rogues to run after them, these two drunkards, because you're also drunk. So you're drunk with love of God. They were drunk with something else. Therefore, we should realize how fortunate we are that we have this opportunity to become Krishna conscious. And therefore, rather than letting our minds tell us that we should be morose, that our constitutional position is being anxiety and morose, therefore we're supposed to suffer. No, we should be joyful and do our activities in a joyful spirit. Of course, we should know what to do. Not that we simply run around bubbling with joy. Don't accomplish anything. But we should do something for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu joyfully, and then the result is we'll always be associated with Krishna in great pleasure. Because Krishna, Srimati Radharani, all their associates, are just full of pleasure, and when we associate with them, then we'll be full of pleasure too. So the great austerity in this age is to chant Hare Krishna. And the only real austerity about that is we have to draw our minds away from all the nonsense that we want to think about, that the mind's inviting us to think about. And if we simply give it up, not take it very seriously, realizing that here again my mind, my crazy mind is going, trying to make me bewildered and put me into some material consciousness. So just to let it go, just to forget about it, and just try to chant Hare Krishna even more happy. You want to put me in Maya, make me miserable? Well, bye-bye. I'm going happy. You can stay here and make everyone else miserable. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Therefore, Udara Atmanatma, Atmanamakasadaya, Admaya Ratmanopam, Dura Atmaya Ratmanam. When a man has to elevate himself by his own mind, not degrade himself, the mind is the friend of the creation soul, and it can be its enemy as well. So the mind absorbed in Krishna consciousness becomes a great friend. It is a false ego of the mind that trying to lord over the material nature that causes all our problems. So now you can identify with the false ego and think I have to make so many arrangements in this material world to become happy, safe, secure. Well, just leave it up to Krishna, just chant Hare Krishna. And at the same time, whatever Krishna's dictating to us as our duty, as seen by Guru Sadhana Shastra, then we should try to fulfill that. At the same time, always remain happy in Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna. That's the greatest austerity. It's not really an austerity. Well, I say our austerity is to chant, to dance, and to feast. Not a real big austerity. But for some people, it's horrible. These people that are not. As far as if you go to a prison, they're all breaking stones, breaking bricks with a hammer, it's just breaking them. If you go there, you're not doing it, you think, what's wrong with this person? Why isn't he breaking bricks like the rest of us? So we come into a world where everyone is just breaking bricks, working hard, get something to eat, and then there are some devotees that are happy chanting Hare Krishna without being overly involved and necessarily involved in the material energy. And they think, well, why are these people so happy? They must be taking drugs or something. Well, they must be crazy. Otherwise, we must be crazy. They're happy. Just chanting Hare Krishna. And we're breaking so many bricks to try to be happy among our us. But we want to be happy too. But we want to be happy breaking bricks. We don't want to be happy chanting Hare Krishna. So they're forced to be unhappy because that's their life, breaking bricks. They'll never be happy though. And we tell them, you can only be happy by chanting Hare Krishna. They say, oh, you people are crazy. So what do we do? Iti Guyatma Shastram, Kidami Vamayanaga, Ekam Bhutva Bhutimatsya, Krita Krita Shivarada. This is the most confident part of all faith knowledge. Whoever becomes, who knows this becomes wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So if someone accepts Krishna as the Supreme Person, and that our duty simply completes him, then he knows everything that's worthwhile to know. And if one doesn't know that, they'll look for so much knowledge, how to become happy, here and there, but they'll never become happy. So I'm going to stop there. Any questions?
Yes. Everything is so logical, like this continuing process, and but still it's really.
Yeah, that's the mantra Maya always has this chant. It's difficult. Yes, it's difficult if we don't want to give up our material attachments. Then it's very difficult. And if we give up our material attachments, it becomes very simple. And of course, we're not about to give up all our material attachments immediately. But at least we should choose our one attachment of the day. So one at a time. We don't have to give up everything. We just chant, even if we don't want to give up our internal attachments, at least put them aside for a moment and just chant Hare Krishna happen and see what happens. Because as soon as we think, oh, I've got to give up my internal attachments, we can't give up my internal attachments. I won't give you up. The internal attachment cries out, I love you. I serve you so hard. Why are you giving me up? What can I do without you? Oh my, sorry. I didn't know. So as soon as we get involved in that drama, then immediately our heart feels even more attachment. Separation. Oh, I'm going to give you up.
Remember the good times.
It wasn't so bad. Never any bad times. It was a good time. So rather than go through the whole scene of giving up and throw it back, simply said, no, Maya, I'm not giving you up. I'm just setting you aside for a few seconds. I'm going to generate Krishna. I'll come back, don't worry. Then we generate Krishna happily, then we come back, where are you, Maya? Where did you go? Then Maya will disappear. She won't be there. Therefore, it says, the Devi Dutaswarthi Devi Vishnu Drakshadiye Maya Ardhamanya. It's actually our actions are really insignificant. They just appear significant because we're adding consciousness of Krishna. And as soon as we become conscious of Krishna, then we'll realize the insignificance of our material attachments. Just imagine how many people are wondering why these people, they're so unfortunate, they can't go to the restaurants, McDonald's, hamburgers, and have all these wonderful foodstuffs. People are thinking like that. They're deprived. They're vegetarians. They must be starving. They have no idea. But the devotees, they may find it hard to follow a regular principle. No meat eating fish or eggs. It's not a hard one for the devotees. They think these things are horrible. They're insignificant. So eventually everything like that. Insignificant compared to Krishna consciousness. But we have become Krishna conscious. Then we'll see how insignificant everything else is. Yeah.
Isn't it that Maya seems to
have No, probably gives the example. You run up to the tree and embrace the tree. And you start crying out, you know, let me go, let me go. But the tree's not holding on to you. You're holding on to the tree. And someone comes along and says, well, why don't you just let go of the tree? Oh, you and your philosophy. Next, we're going to hold up for maybe trees and hold on. Yeah, she has wonderful illusions to the transfer of the entity. As long as the illusion is not Krishna conscious, we can just go through a whole variety of illusions. So Maya is very creative. But as soon as Krishna consciousness is there, Krishna Surya Samamaya Haya Andhakar, Yam Krishna Tavamaya, Yam Andhakar. As soon as the light is there, immediately all the darkness goes away. So the mind creates all the different forms and situations and emotions and this and that. He's expert. But as soon as Krishna consciousness is there, the whole illusion escapes. So it's strong as long as you don't take shelter of Krishna. And it goes away immediately as soon as you take shelter of Krishna. Yeah. Well, for one thing, we can chant as if we were happy. There's no, people won't give you a special fine because you're happy. Sometimes they go out and distribute these jackknife stickers and say you're under arrest. I'm going to give you a fine. They'll be quite smiling and no smiles on. People start laughing. So just imagine that we can chant as if we're tasting nectar. We chant praises. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're tasting nectar. Well, it's an angry shot. Or we chant. The holy name is just like a shot. We're going to set aside all our anxiety. why would we be gross? From what? There's no need for the soul being gross. The only cause of being gross is the body. The fact that bodies grow old and die and are sick and this and that, and there's so many difficulties. But actually, we're not in any difficulties because we're not the body. It's just the idea. Or something, just like with your car, you hear your car is having some difficulty. But it's not that, you know, there's no gas. But it's not that there's no gas in the car and it's slowing down. It's not that you grasp your stomach, oh, no gas. You realize it's just the car has no gas and it needs more gas. There's no problem for ourselves. It's only the car that has the problem. So really, we have no problem, it's just the car that has the problem. But because of a pump car, I am the car, then we think that we have the problem. So when we realize we don't have a problem, then we can chant happily. Because our real problems are separated from Krishna. Yeah, but that's why we're not happy. But Krishna and his associates, they exist in the world of love, of ecstasy. And therefore we have Masutaha, Krishna says. We have entered the world of happiness, of peace, of ecstasy. So we have to lovingly call out to Krishna, Shrimadvararani. Otherwise, well, why would they come? Not that here in the morose soul, we don't have any morose soul in the spiritual world. Take this one back. We can put it in the cage and we can watch it. And everyone there is happy, full of love. So if we want to enter into that world, just like we want to enter into fire, we have to become like fire. So if we want to enter into spiritual consciousness, we have to become spiritually conscious, like they are. So let's put aside our anxiety, our angering, our limitation for a moment, and just happy to chant our Krishna. And the result is that naturally Krishna will reveal himself. What is that revelation? We'll remember Krishna. We put aside all these other thoughts and we chant our Krishna. What else do we remember except for Krishna? Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembering Krishna, or Srila Prabhupada remembering Krishna, or the devotees remembering Krishna, but Krishna will be there. Otherwise, how can we chant? We can't expect. We can't, as I used to say, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Who else are we going to remember except for Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck? So if we chant our Krishna, why would we remember Krishna? Why would we get Krishna's association? Then we have all these anxieties going through our mind, all these distractions. So we just put them aside. Oh, we're remembering Krishna. But we are remembering Krishna, we'll be happy. We'll become happy. Happy. Yes. And the soul is always happy. His nature is joy because he has nothing to worry about. So what we're doing is we're just not worrying anymore about all these illusions. With the knowledge, Pukram Hamstin Bhadi, Punjana Bhadhanandita, Vimura Namakashandi Pashandi Yamakshanisha. The foolish, they can understand how the soul puts his body, or what kind of body enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature, but one whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all these clearly. So we're just trying to accept the knowledge we're receiving. And if we do that, then all our anxiety will go away. That's called happiness in the world. And when all that goes away and we realize that Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, remember that, then we can chant loving with Krishna. Because that we know that will attract Krishna. And that is our relationship. So this knowledge is with us. We just apply the knowledge, then we realize that we have nothing to gain anxiety about. Therefore, that happens in the real world. And we apply that knowledge, and we lovingly call out Krishna. And Krishna will come and we'll be in ecstasy. Is that good? Yeah. Krishna's pleasure, his pleasure, his energies are all pleasure. we're just covered by illusion. We're accepting illusion rather than Krishna, and therefore we're becoming bewildered. We're being separated from Krishna, from the source of pleasure, and therefore we're finding ourselves in the ropes, because we're accepting all this illusion. So the solution is not just to try to figure out how to solve all my material problems. And to a certain extent, it may be true. For instance, if I step on a nail, it's not that as well as a nail in the foot. I mean, we have to take the nail out of the foot. But that doesn't mean because I took the nail out of my foot, therefore all my problems are solved. Eventually, I'll step, probably step on another nail. But while I'm taking the nail out of my foot, I should chant Hare Krishna. While I'm trying to solve the problem of material existence, I chant Hare Krishna, because material existence means one problem after another. Not that I ignore the problems, but I, above everything, I don't ignore Krishna. I'm only taking a nail out of my foot so I can chant Hare Krishna better. Otherwise, if the nail in the foot helps me chant Hare Krishna better, then maybe I should just leave it in there for a while. But usually it's the other. Anything else? That's the only solution. Because attachment and aversion are felt by embodied beings. Once you have control, come under the control of the senses, because there are stumbling blocks in the path of self-realization. So attachment and aversion, there's simply two sides of the same coin. Things that we're averse to, we usually become more attached to than the things we're attached to. If you love someone, there's some attachment. And if you hate someone, there's even more attachment. To love someone, it's hard to think about them all the time. And then you may forget them, but if you hate someone, it's very easy. You feel the growing sentiment of hate increasing at the moment. So aversion is even stronger than that. The other Narada Muni praises the feelings of Kamsa because it had made him, or Shishupal, it made them even more attached. But of course, you don't want all the difference. Okay, thank you very much, Brendra Shabbat Bhagavatam. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.